Sean Krauser and Carol Picard joining me on the program from the Community Food and Friends Nights, Monday nights at St. Michael's Anglican Church. How are you both doing today?
Really good, Rob.
For those who aren't familiar, what is Food and Friends Night?
Food and Friends Night is a free community dinner held every Monday between 5 and 7 p.m. at St. Michael's Hall. It's a true community effort where we get volunteers from many different churches and organizations around the community, and it is open to everyone to come and enjoy. It's a really good feel.
Why free?
The impetus behind Food and Friends is to help people out that are perhaps struggling financially. However, we have found that the interest and the types of needs that the dinner meets are quite varied. However, we wanted to keep it free so that there's no barriers whatsoever for anyone attending.
I want to talk a little bit, Sean, about the 100 plus Women Who Care Rockies and their recent donation to your group, which I believe was about $10,000.
Yeah, just over $10,000 now, and it was so appreciated. This has been our largest financial support of the program. We do have other supporters. The Bow Valley Food Bank has been incredibly strong as a partner, the Canmore Rotary Club, as well as some supporters providing food. But the 100 Women Who Care provided us with these finances that really allow us to have stability in our planning and certainty that the dinners can continue.
So Carol, I understand another business has recently come on board to help out the Food and Friends Night as well.
Yes, we've been blessed for many months with JK Bakery donating all the bread. Every meal includes homemade soup, a hot entree. We do fresh vegetables, fresh salads, cheese, pickles, and Save-On Groceries has just recently approached us and offered us a very healthy discount. At this time last year, we were able to do a per-person meal for $2.75 with all of the above included. With the rising cost of food, we've crept up to around $3.30 a meal, which is still pretty decent, but it's outstripping our donations, or has been. With Save-On coming aboard, we are now able to push that back down to very close to where we were last year.
So Carol, I understand that you kind of organize the behind-the-scenes kitchen stuff. What kind of effort goes into making a weekly Food and Friends Night?
You know, there's something about a bunch of women in the kitchen. For some of us, that is our preferred place to socialize and have fun. So I've never really had a struggle getting volunteers. I have a core group of 6 or 7. On Sundays from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, we prep everything we need to feed 120 and upwards.
Wow.
Each week. And then they all show up again the next day to throw it all in the oven and blend the soup and get those salads out and just make sure that that meal is both physically, nutritiously appealing to everybody.
Can you give us an example of a typical Monday evening meal?
No, because they vary from week to week. One week, I have hundreds of recipes now stored in my computer. We'll do a turkey with wild rice soup and a sherry accent to it. We always try and work with whatever's in season. So a quinoa vegetable salad or a roasted butternut squash salad. Entrees can range from lasagnas to spaghetti and meatballs to one that I'm really anxious to try out, a chicken thigh special. We'll do rice. The fresh is absolutely critical, the fresh. And then a lot of fruit and pickles, cheese trays, fresh bread. So by the time people come through the line, their plates are laden like it's a Thanksgiving dinner. And for some of the people, we see this as their one of maybe one or two hot meals a week. And for some people, this is just a real escape from the kitchen. And they leave us a nice donation behind to thank us for our efforts.
I mean, you probably have a lot of fun being creative with the meals, but it also sounds like quite a bit of work. Why do you keep coming back week after week to do it?
I love it. I've done a lot of volunteer work in this community, but the one that really sticks with me and gives me my warm fuzzy every single week is the Community Food and Friends. When I see the seniors that come through that I know are, if not cash strapped, they're social strapped. They don't get out much. You get to a certain age and a lot of your friends have either moved away or died. You don't get a lot of human interaction. But this, they come early, they sit for 2 hours, they get a good meal, they get some great desserts, a cup of coffee, and they get real significant conversation and social interaction. And then the young kids that come here as seasonal workers, in many cases this is their only hot meal of the day, but it does my heart a lot of good to see the dreads and the tats sitting across from the canes and the oxygen tanks.
I mentioned that the volunteers are from a wide variety of organizations and groups, so it's a community event, but the attendees, they're, as Carol mentioned, just the full gamut. We have families with kids, we have young people here new to town who are recently employed here. the occasional person who's just passing through. We have seniors. Everybody is welcome. And I think that really adds to the feeling. And I don't think Carol's the only one that leaves the evening with a warm fuzzy. I think that's pretty generally held by everybody who leaves.
All right. So St. Michael's Anglican Church, Food and Friends Night. What time does it start on Mondays?
Starts every Monday. And I mean every Monday. Holidays, it goes Mondays at 5 o'clock and it goes until 7.
So even this Thanksgiving Monday, it'll be going on here?
Absolutely.
Food and Friends Night with a big donation from 100 plus Women Who Care Rockies, a number of other great organizations supporting this group. Sean, Carol, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you, Rob.